You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's Friday, March 1st. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, Tesla's charging network is now open to other EVs, and Ford is first in line. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Every 6 months, the automotive research company J.D. Power surveys some 5,000 U.S. electric vehicle owners about their experiences driving their battery-powered cars. The latest edition of this survey out this week found that EV's perennial bugbear is still bugbearing. In fact, it's got worse. Drivers say they are even more dissatisfied with the availability of public charging stations than they were a year ago. In North America, additional charging stations are on their way, thanks in part to a U.S. federally funded program that seeks to get at least 500,000 more in the ground by 2030. But in this messy middle period, automakers have come up with another solution. Let Tesla take care of it. Tesla has the most widespread and dependable charging network in the United States. In fact, the new survey found that upscale EV drivers are more likely to be happy with public charging, and the majority of them drive Teslas. It also has a unique charging plug called the North American Charging Standard. Nearly every global automaker has now pledged to add that plug to its electric vehicles, allowing its drivers to tap into the Tesla charging network. Ford piloted the Let Tesla Take Care of It model last May when it announced it would adopt that plug. Its EVs will come with the connector standard by 2050, and starting today, existing drivers of the Mach-E Mustang and Lightning pickup truck owners will get access to a hearty chunk of Tesla's supercharger network, courtesy of free adapters that they can now order off a website Ford just launched. The adapters will be gratis between now and July. After that, they'll retail for $230, Ford says. The company expects the adapters to begin shipping in late March. Yes, Ford drivers can now use Tesla superchargers, but Elon Musk's EV company has reserved a select few newer ones for its drivers only. Ford regularly surveys its own drivers, and their main pain points have to do with public charging. Ken Williams, the automaker's director of charging and energy services, said on a call with reporters this week. The adapter will give Ford drivers access to 15,000 new chargers, bringing the total up to 126,000 chargers and more than 28,000 fast chargers across the U.S. and Canada. That doesn't include every charger in the Tesla network. Ford drivers won't get access to older Tesla charging stations, and Tesla has reserved a select few newer ones for its drivers only. Drivers will be able to access and pay to charge at the stations through Ford's app. Today, most electric car drivers don't need regular access to public charging stations because they can plug in their cars at home overnight. But that won't work for the car owners who don't have their own garages, driveways, or specially equipped parking lots, or for drivers accustomed to long, multi-hundred-mile car trips. Ford's effort and the effort of all other automakers that have pledged to shift to Tesla's plug should help, says Brent Gruber, who oversees the J.D. Power EV driver survey as the executive director of its electric vehicle practice. With the opening up of the supercharger network to non-Tesla vehicles, I expect that the satisfaction score for public charging availability will increase in the future, he says. The plug problem is predominantly an American one. In Europe, all EV makers use the same type of connector, even Tesla, and charging stations are both more numerous and reliable than their U.S. counterparts. In U.S. Tesla supercharger stations, Ford drivers are just the first of a flood of new users. Now, all three Detroit automakers, plus Volkswagen, Toyota, Hyundai, and others, have committed to using their plug. Tesla also committed last year to building some charging stations that are accessible to drivers using other connectors, too. Meanwhile, the electric automaker is winning federal grant after federal grant to build more stations. According to reporting from Politico's E&D News, it's currently installing more chargers than any other company. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, the AI culture wars are just getting started. On Wired Science, U.S. cities could be capturing billions of gallons of rain a day. And on Wired Security, the White House warns cars made in China could unleash chaos on U.S. roads. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.